57 Irma J. Ball, north of Road 506, Shockley Road, 610 feet southwest of Road 498, Ellis Grove Road, a special exception to place a manufactured home on a medical hardship basis.
My name is Irma Ball. I reside at 32922 Shockley Road, Laurel. I'm wearing a wig.
Do you swear testimony you'd like to give at your own correct best knowledge?
Yeah. Okay. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I request to move a mobile home from Gilmore onto my property in Laurel. I own 5 acres in Laurel, and my mobile home was on my property in Gilmore due to medical hardship, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And now I need to move it because I'm living in Laurel, and I got to have permission to move it onto my property in Laurel.
Mm-hmm.
I own 5 acres, and there is a mobile home on the property now that no one is living in. It's not fit to live in, it's for storage.
Mm-hmm.
I would like to be able to continue to keep it there for storage, and if possible, I would like to be able to move the mobile home from Gilmore there. But if something should happen to me, I would like it to be able to be left there, not have to, you know, for somebody to have to move again.
Right.
Because I'm going to have quite a problem getting it financially, getting it moved now.
Right.
If it's approved, which I hope you do approve it.
Okay, so the trailer's in Delmar, you're going to move it to Laurel.
Yeah.
Now
yes,
you have
sir.
You have an older, you have the 5 acres, the older home's on, an older trailer's on this 5 acres in Laurel.
Yeah, but there's also a house.
House there too. And you want to move this one from Delmar to Laurel to be closer to your family and friends to help you?
Yes.
Okay. And your question to the board again was if the one that you're going to move from Delmar to Laurel, if something should happened to you, you're wishing for that to remain there.
Yes.
That's what you want to get for the medical hardship.
It won't be a hardship on whoever the property is left to, that they have to get out of there now.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
This is a request for hardship.
But see, this is a request for a hardship. So if the trailer, if the board was to grant it for medical hardship, is it, and it's for you?
Yes.
That you would live in that trailer, and if something was to happen to you, and it's granted for medical hardship, then the trailer would have to be moved. We couldn't grant it. They'd be left there for somebody else to be. Because this is for a medical hardship you're requesting.
Okay, now if something was to happen to me, who would have to move the mobile home?
The property owner.
The property owner would have to.
Okay.
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 Do you understand?
Yeah, I understand. I wish it could be different. But
I wish it would too, but that's...
Yeah.
That's part of it for the medical hardship basis.
That's the reason I'm having to move it now.
Okay.
If it's granted, it's for a period of 2 years. And if any time in that 2 years you were to no longer live there, it would have to be moved. After 2 years, you don't have to come before this board unless you let that 2 years go by. All you would have to do would be to go into the office to get a year-by-year extension.
But how could I arrange to have it there permanent?
Can't. You can only have one dwelling on the parcel. Now there's two there now?
No, there's...
The house.
There's only one dwelling. The other mobile home is simply storage.
We only allow one, the county only allows one dwelling per parcel. Unless
even
there are...
Even though it's 5 acres?
Yeah, there used to be a rule like that, but that was changed, so that doesn't exist.
Yeah, I understood you have cane now, but can I also keep that other mobile home there for storage?
The storage?
Yeah.
As long as it's there legally, I don't see why not.
As far as I know, it's legal at the show when I'm back to property.
Okay.
And like I say, there's no way I could live in it. But it is okay to move the one from down there?
Not until the case is heard.
Not until it's heard, it's finished, and then we'll know in a few moments.
Oh. Okay, I'm trying to rush it.
No, you just take your time.
I have a letter from my doctor. I didn't.
We have
one of those too.
Okay.
Yes,
ma'am. I got another one today in case I need it.
Well, that was nice of you, but we have one here and there. Pat, thank you. Okay, are there any further questions from members of the board? Mr. McCabe?
No, sir.
Mr. Workman?
No.
Mr. Dustin? And Mr. Mills? Hearing no further questions, are there any persons here that are in favor of this application? Is there anyone here in opposition to this application? Sir, do you want to come forward, please, be sworn in? Mrs. Ball, you can sit down right up front there if you would like, till this gentleman gets done.
Name and address.
Brian Brown, 33636 Shockley Road, Laurel, Delaware.
I swear you in, you swear testimony about to give true and correct knowledge?
Yes, it is. Good evening.
Good evening, sir.
I came in here once before under this same situation and no one showed up, and I feel bad about it, but I have photographs here showing the property what it looks like.
Mm-hmm.
I have no problems if she wants to bring one in, but there's a lot of work to the property that needs to be done because now it's starting to look like a junkyard. I happen to be a builder who owns lots on that road within 200 yards of the premises.
Mm-hmm.
The only way I can say it's an eyesore. I have $750,000 house sitting a mile away from it, and it's not a good sight. Like I say, I have photographs here we're just taken today
mm-hmm.
of the whole property.
Could we see those?
Yeah, would you pass them down, please?
Yes.
Sir, did you have a problem? She moved the other trailer out and put that trailer in?
I wouldn't have a problem, but there's a lot more than just that one trailer. And there's more than this lady there. The one camper you can see there, you can see it's pretty well lived in. It's a camper. There's a barn out back, not really a barn, it's a brick building with a barn-type roof. There's a window air conditioner hanging out of that. It's just... The yard sale's been there for 4 years. There's cars out the gazoo in the yard. And, you know, I understand her situation, but if she could clean it up, it does a plus for her property resale. If she wants to get a loan, it's much nicer looking and she'll get a better chance of a loan. It's an eyesore.
There are more than three unregistered cars on the property?
Yes, sir.
Well, the county allows three.
There's more than three. I mean, I'm a contractor, I live right up the road. If she needs help with her house, I won't gouge her because of the fact I know it's gonna help my business of my house is selling there. I noticed she has fairly new windows and I noticed I've been away on vacation, come back, and I know we had some hard rains and I see plastic on the roof. You know, I'm willing to work with her. I'm not out here to gouge her. It's not that I want her working anyway. I'm just looking out for my future of my land that I own there that I'm trying to make a living off of.
So is that the storage trailer that she's talking about?
No.
That's not a storage trailer there?
No, that's another one that's sitting there. I can show you the long storage trailer. This is the one that's being, I believe, is being lived in.
This might be the one.
That's another
one. We'll give you a chance. We'll give you a chance. It's okay.
That's a lot too. There's these pictures indicate a lot more. That was one of them. This is the barn. It's in the back with the tree. It's blocking it, but the air condition is in the window in that building.
Okay.
These are, if I could take a look at them again, I can show you the storage trailer. That's the yard sale. It's been there for a couple of years. Oh, I think it's the last one right there. This gentleman right there. Has six photographs. It's hanging off the end.
We've got five.
Here it is. Here it is. You can barely see it right there, but that's it right back there behind there.
Oh, okay.
It's a 70-foot mobile home. That's one camper.
There's a mobile home right there behind the yard sale.
That just shows the other
70-footer. Excuse me. Okay. Mm.
So the buildings you, other than you can't, well, the buildings you don't have a problem with.
I mean, it would be nice if they could clean them up some.
Sure.
I mean, like I say, it's my terms, it's Fred Sanford's yard.
Okay.
Like I say, and I know she's disabled, and I do a lot of work for charity work throughout the town of Laurel and everywhere else. And if she needs a hand, I got a bunch of young boys who will volunteer for me. There's nothing against it. I look at it this way. She's did her time in life. It's my time to help out for the elders. I don't have a problem with it.
Okay. I want to applaud you for that. Excuse me. Okay, any other questions?
That's all I have.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Mrs. Bell?
Okay. In a lot of respects, I agree with him. There is a lot of cleanup needs to be done there. There is nobody living in those campers. One I just bought last month. The one that's sitting out front, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
I bought it in hopes of being able to use it someday, but not to live in. There is no one lives in the other one. A man pays me a monthly fee to park that camper there. He also has the wrestler there. He has another pickup there. I have a vehicle tagged. I also have one there that's not tagged. I just got some fellas in there that cleaned up a lot of the scrap metal around there. Apparently, they got what they wanted and decided that was enough. We even set some old refrigerators and things like that for them to come back and pick up. They haven't come back.
Mm-hmm.
So I agree, the place looks like a dump right now. And due to my stupidity, I've blown up my little lawn tractor. I run it out of oil. And now our grass looks like somebody's weed patch.
Mm-hmm.
And it's my fault. I don't know how I'm going to get cut unless I use my electric weed eater. And I've got 5 acres I have to cut. And if you check with him, I have kept that cut up until recently after I went my tractor up. And that yard sale, he's not been there that long. I mean, it's been a few months. But I didn't have very good luck with the yard sale, and I covered it with plastic. And the wind has taken it off and destroyed most of the stuff that I had for sale.
Mm-hmm.
And I just have not cleaned it up. The roof, I had a friend of mine put plastic on because I can't afford to put a roof on it. I'm sorry.
Okay.
He said he didn't like the ship.
Mm-hmm.
I have a pride everywhere I knew for a contractor to come and give me an estimate.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a family. If I had known about him, he would have heard from me. I can't do.
No, we understand that, Mrs. Ball. And you heard from him tonight. He said he will. I'm going to tell him
to go into that. I'll take him up on it. I've got this plastic and I have friends of mine. Take his life in his hands and go up there and try to put that plastic on that roof.
Okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't mean for this to happen.
It's okay, Mrs.
Ball. Is there someone that lives in the house now?
Me.
You live in the house, okay. And you just, so if you were going to live in the mobile, you're going to what, fix up
I'm
the
house? I'm hoping to fix up the house. To open a business. I just got a business license recently. If you guys can give you a business card, where I take in sewing and I do repairs and so forth. I've just started it though, and I'm hoping it'll fly. If it will, I got to turn that house into a business. And live in the mobile home.
If this gentleman could provide a way to help you remove the things, the yard sale, the junk, then you wouldn't be in objection to that?
Not the junk. I mean, he have all the junk he was around that. I have plenty. But I had some fellas come up there seriously and take a lot of scrap. Well, and so forth, it was out of my uncle's property, old car park, you name it. It was not in good shape.
Okay.
There was a little chicken house out there. I got all kinds of stuff there. I had ready options and so forth to resell to try to make a few dollars. It's not worth.
Mrs. Ball, what relatives or friends do you have who are going to live on the property with you?
I have a son that is living in the mobile home right now in Gilmore. He has no choice but to come and go with me, I guess. That's what he's planning on doing anyway. So hopefully he will either live in the mobile home or he'll live in the house.
So Mrs. Ball, if I understood you right, you're living in the house that has the tarp over the roof?
Yes.
How long have you been living there?
A couple of years. A
couple of years?
Yeah. I didn't realize that I had to move the mobile home until recently. And that's when I came over to apply for the permit to have it put on my property now.
So what do you mean you didn't realize you had to move the mobile home from your property in Del Mar?
Yeah, yeah.
Were you here before?
Yeah, once before when the mobile home was put on that property.
In Del Mar, right?
Yeah.
And that was for you to live in?
Yes.
So now the county's told you that you have to remove that mobile home from that property because you don't live there?
Yes.
Okay.
Because I don't live in the mobile home.
Okay.
There's another guy interested in that property, and I think he's the one that, he's wanting that property, so he's wanting that stuff out there.
In Del Mar?
Yeah.
Are you renting it to him?
I'm renting it to my son.
I got you. Well, if that mobile was approved for you as a medical hardship, then it shouldn't be there now.
Yeah, that's what I understand, but
so what assurances?
I did not realize it at the time.
Okay.
And I still get mail there, you know, even though I've had the address changed and so forth, I still get mail there.
Now, you know, you're requesting to put the mobile on this property. What assurances do we have that if you move again, that it won't be removed? Just like it's on the other property now.
I know better now. I just did not realize. I'm serious. Call me stupid, but I didn't realize I would have to move it. Mm-hmm. I should have known because I had to reapply a few years.
Yes.
And frankly, I forgot it.
Okay.
So if there's any problem, it's my fault.
Okay.
How much time do you think it would take to get the unregistered vehicles, the camper, all the car parts?
Does it hurt for me to have a car there that isn't registered? My car.
You can have three unregistered vehicles.
Two unregistered.
Okay. Two unregistered on your property. The county allows that. And as many registered vehicles as you'd like. But anything more than two unregistered vehicles.
But I think there's three unregistered vehicles here.
Okay. How long would it take you to clean up the property, you think?
I don't know. It depends on who I can get to help get it out of there.
Okay.
As far as the yard sale, it wouldn't take long. I could certainly move that.
Let me ask Mr. Brown a question.
Sure.
Yes, sir.
In your opinion, what can you offer to help her get it cleaned up?
If she has the titles to the unregistered vehicles, I can have them out there tomorrow.
There's only one that belongs to me.
If she's willing to put the expense out, I can have a dumpster delivered there. And I will volunteer. I will give you a letter in writing right now. I will volunteer and put you a metal roof on your house. My labor is free if you buy the material. I know you have new windows in your house. I will ask Mr. Dale Duke and explain to him your situation. And asked him if he will do anything for you. I will take more photographs and show it to him and see if he can, even if it has some scratches in it. And I feel sorry for you, I do. But at the same time, I'm looking at my future and my children's futures. I have invested their life away in land for our futures. And I see it there, and I know you know where I live at in the greenhouse on Shockley Road. The one that's lit up at nighttime. You all right, Pat? And I will do anything I can to help you out. But at the same time, I don't want to sit here and do it for nothing for you and then have someone come along and take advantage of me. And that's how I would feel. I see plenty of people around, but there is a lot of stuff there. And it's not good for you. It's not good for anyone around us. You said it. I did not.
Let me ask you, folks. Do you think in the next 2 or 3 weeks you could get together, come up with some sort of agreement and decision, and come back before us and explain what you?
I just came off a vacation yesterday, so I will. Like I say, I will take the photographs of her roof to Dale Duke.
We can give you
3 weeks.
Is 3 weeks sufficient?
Yeah, but my biggest complaint really is the mobile homes that are already existing and some of the outer buildings and the campers that are sitting there. I mean, you have a chicken house there. You have another building there. How many storage compartments do you need?
Well, that's what I'm suggesting. What, if the two of you think you can work out some sort, come to some agreement and come back before the board and advise us what your plan is. Is that agreeable?
Agreeable?
That's fine.
That's fine.
Okay.
Okay. I'm not trying to be the bad guy out of it. I'm just looking at my kids'
futures. I understand. Well, you both have, you know, interest there, and I think it's great that, you know, you want to work together. So, therefore, I'd make a motion that we table case number, or leave the public hearing open for case number 9557 until our meeting in August the 7th, at which time you can come back and present what your plans are.
Okay. You have a second to that motion? I have a motion by Mr. Mills and a second by Mr. Hudson that we leave case number 9557 open to our regular meeting, our first regular meeting, which will be August the 2nd, 7th, for the purpose of working out some type of amicable solution to this situation, and come back to us. Okay. Everyone understand that?
Yes.
All those in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carried. Thank you to you, Mr. Brown. Okay. But, yeah. Chair will take a 10 recess for 5 minutes.